You're listening to KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver, KGNU Nederland, LaPorte. It's all KGNU, and it's now time for Under the Floorboards. And I'm Little Theodore, and I'm not supposed to be here, but there isn't anywhere where you're not supposed to be, so here I am. And we're going to start off with an longtime home taper, home CD burner, Dan Sosmera, here on Under the Floorboards on KGNU.
Tell you is that you're free, that freedom means control. They rob and smash your dignity, subservience the goal. You're placed in prisons that they call schools, you're bullied, beaten and brained, whipped into something they accept, or at least can explain. And if you're somehow still different, then think outside the box. The bullies grow and become employers and politicians and cops.
We'll be right back. 8. 번째가 불붙이 깨락 본때 붕지 샤락 실로군도 비슷하게 신도권에 보시다이트 기라콘데 이시다가 이시다코노 치카라 키시다가 블루시 보지 다리쿤 키시다가 이가 진도 베션툰 비차 신도 알룬 잇 콘드 잇 앗 실로콘데 이시다코토 부친 게토 보테토 라콘다 시던 시라 카레시 다레 군다 이 호샤다 이카라 포제 비스 시카 폴키 시런도에 시로던제 이스타레 군데 지스타 군데 시로 군다 포시테 키스타라 키스탄도 C'era cante chito, c'era mutera, con c'era cita, poi c'è carica lo putti, c'era conte restera, piccola c'era con te, c'era qua, c'era c'era ponte, blot,
per qua c'è l'or, per c'è
Blochita, Gucci. Chiara, 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 chiara. Chiara, 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 chiara,
chiara,
Kichitonto, si lo conte le chiton, esto lo conte, e lo conte si lo po, si lo kist, colat distat, pont, pont, si to conte, si to, si lo, let, push, keton, si lo con, yeah, blond, yeah, blond, Blond, blonde, 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 Blood shed the rate. Point to God. Blut sind da nicht. Portugal.
As soon as the election was over, they could do whatever they wanted to do.
I think people would get awfully angry about that.
That's the smell of progress, dear. It was only logical that they would turn their guns on each other. After all, spoils was what it was all about in their mind.
Calling us the outlaw millionaires. Why, this is ridiculous.
Don't drop that fish, boy.
I need some fresh air.
Life on the prairie had evolved its own culture and way of thinking.
You want to play hold of fish?
My hobby's fixing busted guns.
Don't let go.
Hit him in the head with a rock. Hit him in the head with a rock.
This is a time to stick by your friends and your guns. He oiled it piece by piece as he put it back together with loving care. But he did hear tunes in his head. I got these two.
Don't shoot me in the back.
His old Indian fighter instinct told him he was in trouble.
Yeah.
He grinned one of his funny, pulled-up grins.
God bless Abraham Lincoln.
Hit him in the head with a rock.
Yeah.
John remembered that he had some cannabis in his saddlebag.
He was glad to be alive.
Pulled his 8-inch knife, knelt down, and sliced Thurley's ear off. He washed it off in the water and put it in his beaded Indian bag.
He was glad to be there with other men like him and a chance at the possibility of some military action.
Yeah.
He couldn't control his body.
Don't drop that fish, boy. Now comes a part that a sportsman likes the best.
But I ain't never had to hold a fish, kid. Don't let go.
He dropped the fish and fell back into the creek on his butt.
Well, there goes the last of the Wild West.
They shared a Cuban cigar and went to bed.
You boys ever smoke Cuban cigars? You're darn good. Here.
That's all I got to say.
I spent a lifetime collecting these stories, and nothing makes me madder than being interrupted.
It was July 4th of 1902. Independence Day in America was celebrating its birthday. I don't want any rough stuff, and least of all that old lady getting hurt. She was well-worn and tired. She kept the Bible on a washstand near the stove where she was cooking breakfast.
And it's night,
came
Father.
Alert at a noise outside.
Dear darling, twilight. He says no one will see me.
Well, I really don't have time, ma'am. I'm on a tight turntable schedule. Corporation work, you know. Listen to me,
he
woman.
He says no one will see me.
For who we are, and it ain't gonna change.
He says no one will see me.
He's going into one of our religious states.
The devil has a hold of you, and you've got no soul. But the devil cannot hurt me.
Well, I guess that's right, ma'am. The only soul I got, the one on the bottom of my boot, and I'm gonna fit it up to your ass if you don't cooperate. Damn, even your dog was bushwhackers, Captain.
Yeah.
I've got my Jesus. I've got the goodness of the Lord on my side.
I'd rather shoot lilac-smelling cowboys like you.
Grinned a little and squeezed the trigger.
God, I think people would get awfully angry about that.
I hear you, Washington. I have also had very bad experiences. How often do you call
I think it's happening. Frederick, mutual friend of ours.
Well, never before in my entire life, before today, have I been called a dingerboxer. What exactly is a dingerboxer?
You're looking at one.
No, I'm not looking at one. Well, maybe I am looking at one. I'm looking at you.
You
why do you think I would ever watch The Little Mermaid?
So you can see your dingerboxer.
Just look right here in my pants and see my dingerboxer?
Dingerboxer is too small. You might not be able to see it unless you have bifocal or trifocal.
A 59-year-old kid with a tape recorder. I'm going to get the salmon salad, and I want the Mediterranean salad.
Do you want anything sweet?
Just ice water will be fine.
Sounds good. Is it free as well?
It's free, yeah.
Okay.
It's time to round up all of the Nazis, KKK, and
one dog away from being the crazy dog
man. Put them on a reservation out west in, say, Montana. Just give them the whole state and build a wall around it so that they can't get out. So they can have their all-white nation state that they so desperately crave and leave the rest of us alone.
Yesterday when I got out there, I was
My excuse to do my I guess you beat me up, girl. I'm not going to
lie. Sue, though. Well, I'll finish this down now. Okay. Yeah. Cooper, what are you playing?
Some stuff.
Oh, sure. Okay. And I said, I hope so. Well, this continues to hurt. And so we got home. I took a couple of Aleve tablets to reduce any swelling or pain or whatever. And that seemed to alleviate the problem pretty well. But during the night, it was a little bit of a mental health because I always sleep on my back. So, you know, I'm sitting late and start through the air. And it still hurts today, but it's not really too bad. I'm just a little concerned about where.
Really need to be more careful.
Myself on the
proudly.
That's a
proud
really vulnerable place later on
no.
in life. I know. Come on, I might have a weakness
against against
later in my life.
Against
I hope not, but I just don't
going to
bed.
But after seeing this,
like
you're
that.
Never going to want to use the term bull dyke again, even jokingly.
59-year-old,
I just realized that you can't sell anything. That's in an upright position.
Thursday, August 24th, 2017, when I was out here in the Lanzas Lodge, you know, walking Stanley, this morning happened.
Okay, so let's talk about
no.
how quickly when it does decide to take a back, I can barely make it all the way down the long hallways at work to get to a nearby bathroom in time. Now, this is kind of an uncomfortable situation, especially since having to walk very rapidly past several people that I see on a daily basis. Now, I don't know most of these people.
An obvious mistake. 200 people can read 200 books. Nine-year-old boy with a tape recorder. That's me. That's me. Cat. Two cat. Three cat.
She said she was gonna come check it out in the back, and then he said something else. And me and Emma looked at each other and was like, oh my gosh, and Marty. He gotta go down there and check it out.
This famous Ku Klux Klan, your father taken away, and you wonder why you get fired?
Yeah.
Well, come on.
You used to be with the Klan going around with those hoods on so they could see who they were. They don't want to do that.
So now you put your photo on Facebook and you think nobody's going to see it?
Dumbass.
Well, he's a dumbass to begin with. He took part with him. I'm ready.
Scar cut his neck in half, and they cheered, and then they threw it off the balcony. No Mac, no cheese
mark. Oh, a voice in your pocket
the right mind could voluntarily take on more work at a job. Especially if
given the economics
to pay. There must be some kind of ulterior motive.
Chinese fortune cookie says, soon you will get the recognition you deserve.
Because I think you're a
my days off. I come out here to the bus stop in front of the apartment complex, and I wait on the first bus that comes. Now, there are several routes that bus routes that come by here, and I'm not sure where I'm going to go until I get on that bus. So I kind of leave it up to fate, I suppose, or chance. Just like I drift off on an adventure of sorts.
And we're on bus route number 62, and it has a different alignment, is what they call it. This year, the new bus schedule just started Monday of this week. This is Thursday. So the bus picked me up going east in front of my apartment complex, and then turned south and came down toward Butler Plaza, and then we'll curve down to the south, go across Archer Road, and to destinations on 34th Street, kind of near Archer Road. There's the Indian Buffet I like to go to down there. Also, there's the Yummy House Chinese Restaurant. We'll see where I end up going. I'm just going to kind of stay on the bus here for a little while and see where it takes me. I used to take this bus a lot during the last school year because it would take me down to the Indian Buffet restaurant I like to go to. And if I want to get to places near the corner of 34th and Archer, it'll take me there.
Yeah, so watch some of the things I'll send you to try. It's not really hot. And then, this is, depending on your heat level, I don't think this is hot.
Okay, I've had that before. That's good.
And a lemon and a lime.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Okay, thanks. Roswell, we can just... The 4230F out might talk about wanting to lose weight, so I could wear 30-inch pants again. Well, today,
was on ground floor and
my dad's house, by the way, it's Friday, August 25th, 2017.
Go from going to
my mom and dad's house today, I stepped on the bathroom scale, and I said 159, so I lost about...
seconds after me,
and absentmindedly looking at her smartphone,
pushed the up button that I had already pushed on. She's not the only one that does this. I wonder what the nature of this phenomenon is. It makes no sense. The button is clearly lit, which means that the elevator is going to come, but I've already called it. And yet, just out of course, I have it or whatever.
Get into those 30-inch pants.
That
I
young lady just felt compelled to push that button again just in case the elevator didn't know
this
elevator
or
forgot
flesh
to come
of any
and
sort
get
on
us.
Occasion,
this happens
do,
a lot on the bus, too. I've noticed the city bus when I'm riding on that. Somebody will pull the cord to, alert the driver that they need to get off at the next stop, and sure enough, a few seconds later, somebody else will pull the cord again, even though the stop signal light is clearly lit in the front of the bus. Now, the only thing I can figure about that is that these people, I'm watching too many science fiction movies or maybe playing too many science fiction computer games, and they somehow think that there's an airlock there that will only open a certain amount of times or will only admit of the amount of people who have actually indicated by pulling the cord that they need to enter the airlock and then exit the other side. I like to do it over and over and over again.
20,000 test subjects.
Chinese porking
procedures. If you do
this facility, is one
a day.
Standing
train. Will increase your lifetime and or lessen your chance of dying. And they, like I said, they tested these 20,000 people over the course of 10 years. So, 3 years, I don't know where they came up with four, but in any case, I guess that was just... But, you know, the point is, I guess three is good. Four apparently is
your new sexual world is waiting for
and
you.
And I guess that the benefit increases the arenas of death.
Go to heaven. You have been selected.
We already know that it helps lessen the effects or chance of you getting Alzheimer's. I drink 3 cups a day as it is right now. That's enough. If I drink 4, I'd be bouncing off the wall. But I think that's... Well, yeah, I guess, except that... Well, I guess you have to have a caffeine in the day, I think. But, that's probably the point.
Do you know that film has a shelf life?
If you don't convert them digitally, they can deteriorate and turn to lost forever. Humidity is a serious problem for analog tape and film, especially here in Florida. To feature production, to handle your media with care and confidentiality. Video and audio conversions to DVD $25, 8mm to DVD $30, with ink and editing charged separately. Digital archives, video and audio files can be stored on thumb drive or external hard drive. Photo restoration can repair photos damaged by fire, water, and battery power. Give us a call, and we will give you a quote for the work done.
Quote from an article on the Technomonas exchanging sex and other services protection
and shot in 1980.
It seems that
the ideas are being stifled nowadays. People always want to know the reason for something existing. It must serve a purpose or fill a specific need. However, not everything is supposed to replace things that went before, and nobody ever needed a lot of it or a fill mouth way back. The open reel cassette is still a ludicrous idea. Something that has no reason to exist, and yet it does, and that's what makes it brilliant. 59-year-old kid with a tape recorder.
The distinction of languages is part of a larger picture of worldwide near-total ecosystem collapse. Research shows quite striking correlations between areas of biodiversity and areas of highest linguistic diversity, allowing us to talk about a common repository for what we will call biolinguistic diversity. The rich spectrum of life encompassing all the Earth's species of plants and animals, along with human cultures and their languages. The greater biolinguistic diversity is found in areas inhabited by indigenous peoples, who represent around 4% of the world's population, but speak at least 60% of the world's languages. Languages too can be thought of as occupying ecological niches. The majority of the world's languages are, however, narrow-niched, like Tayap in Papua New Guinea. Relatively few languages, such as English, Arabic or Chinese, are broad-niched. At the same time, tropical ecosystems are typically rich in number of species. They are poor in the number of organisms. The opposite of northern latitudes. Thus, the population of any one species may be relatively small. It is variety which is great. Another characteristic of a stable ecosystem. If we apply this biological analogy to languages, then we would expect to find great numbers of languages spoken by relatively small numbers of speakers in the tropics.
Tina, we are taking it.
most of my personal interests have been in what I tend to think of as narrow-niched cultural equivalents. Culture and ideas that are rich in number of species and poor in the number of organisms. Or to put it in an admittedly distorted other way, rich in imagination and poor in the number of people appreciating this richness. The 15 movies I made to call from for my opera exemplify this. It's important to understand just what's lost as a language disappears. Detailed local knowledge is lost. Imagine having to reinvent the wheel every 1,000 years or less. Imagine losing the names for a variety of animals. Imagine reducing them all to just animals, and then not noticing or caring that 60% of what's in that category becomes extinct. Now imagine that applied to your friends and family. Imagine that they all become just one thing to you, just friends and family, and nothing more differentiated. Now imagine 60% of them dying off, and you're not noticing because you could no longer tell any of them apart anyway. Speakers now also use the term earbud, which originally referred to a spotted ear, to refer to all kinds of ears. In traditional earbud, ears had individual names. In the Bush expedition, one younger...
KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins... This has been Under the Floorboards, and there's nowhere you can be that isn't where you're not meant to be. That's why I've been here. I'm a little Theodore, and I wasn't meant to be here, but here I was. And we'll be again at some point, filling in even though I've done my final show. This has been tentatively a convenience we've just been hearing, and we heard a few things from his compilation, MM76, A Musical Music, A Theatrical Theater. And we heard Hal McGee doing a 59-year-old kid with a tape recorder. And we heard Dan Cisnera from Troublemaker. So, I hope you've been listening, enjoying it or not. And next we have Sleepless Nights.